Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning. I about said Wednesday for some reason, sorry. Welcome to the Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're focusing on a sincere love and living with the love that God would want us to have, the love that He has for us, the love that He wants us to have for Him, and the love that ought to produce in us for everyone and the people around us. Taking the week's focus out of a passage from Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 9, says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." So we're going to be breaking down that passage all week, and today we're looking specifically at the first verse there, verse 9, that says, "Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good." And I look at that and I think about our need to be sincere in our righteousness, the righteousness that we have from God, that this loving righteousness is a righteousness that first looks at ourselves. It's easy for many of us to hate what is evil when we see it in other people. Not so easy when we see it in ourselves. And this loving righteousness is a righteousness that looks at ourselves through the view of God's lens, to the view of His Word, with the help of His Spirit. It's a desire for ourselves to reject the things that are evil and to cling to the things that are good. When we look at our own life, we recognize that the Bible is true. All have sinned. The Bible is true from cover to cover, but there are times when we read through it that there's parts that, well, we would just as soon not apply to ourselves. And yet they're often those parts are the ones that God's Spirit has brought us to specifically because we need to apply them to ourselves. And so as we grow in sincere love, as we spend a week talking about some different aspects of how that looks in life, we begin by examining ourselves and developing this loving righteousness that seeks a purity of heart and mind and body for ourselves, so that our words to others about God's commands, about His desires for our life, have meaning. One of the common complaints and practices in the first century, as Jesus walked the earth, was that the religious leaders, the teachers of the law, would put heavy burdens upon the people of laws and restrictions and requirements that they simply could not live with. But they did not follow them themselves. And it leaves a confusing vacuum. We see it today. We hear people tell us we ought to live a certain way and they don't. And we wonder, Who's should we follow? Well, the answer is easy. We follow Jesus. We follow God's word. We follow the examples that he set forth. But in our effort to do that, we seek this loving righteousness that creates a greater consistency in our life so that others can see and follow, and we don't add to that confusion and add to that vacuum of, do I do what they say or do I do what they do? This loving righteousness produces a consistency in our life that the things we say are the things we do and the things we do are the things that we say. And yes, we hate the evil that's in the world. We hate the evil that permeates so much of life. But in our righteousness that we receive from the blood of Jesus, cleansing us from sin, cleansing us from all unrighteousness, in that we hate the evil that's in us that permeates our life as much, if not more, than that our hatred of what we see in the world. But the second part of this is that we love the good. And we begin by loving the good that God has done in our life. But I also believe that loving the good means that we look for it. That we pay attention, that we notice it. My wife and I enjoy photographing nature. And places that we'll go and photograph what we see, glimpses of God's glory. And there are times people will ask about a certain photo and it's like, where did you go to get that? And then many times it's a very common place. We don't often go to exotic and remote locations. Some of them have simply been from our front porch. Some have been from a local river walk that's frequented by hundreds of people each day. Or a local state park that receives many, many visitors. And yet many times people will walk by the very things that we photograph and never even notice. They're not looking for them. And when we think about holding on to what is good, we begin to look for what is good. We see it in our life because it's the goodness produced by Jesus Christ within us, but we look for it in others. And when we begin to look for good, we find that our focus on the evil is diminished. Because we find more and more good. I've often wondered what would happen if the various news broadcasts that think and believe, and studies have proven that people want bad news. It gets their attention. But what would happen if our society was transformed that we all simply turned the news off until they started sharing good news? What would happen if they went out looking for good news with as much fervor as they go out looking for bad news? And it's easy to point to media, but what about you and me? Do we look for the good with as much fervor as we look for the bad? How about looking for the good with more fervor than what we look for the bad? And when we look for the good, hold on to it. Make it known. Share it. Be it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us what sincere love ought to look like in our life. You hate evil, but you did something about it. You made a way through Jesus to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, to remove evil from our life by the blood of Jesus. And you love good. In fact, you are good. The very definition of goodness ought to involve you in the core of it. And you hold on to it. That which is yours, your word tells us that nothing can separate us from your love. We can't be forced away from it. We can walk away from it, and many do, and many times we do, more often than we would care to admit. But it's still there. Father, help us to pay attention to the goodness that you've produced in our life, the goodness of Jesus. Help us to cling, to hold on to that goodness, and to look for the good in the people around us. To live with this loving righteousness that hates evil and clings to good, and lives with a consistency that speaks that message to others with our words and our actions matching. Father, may we use your word as that fine scalpel that divides bone from marrow, that separates good from evil, that we would keep the good and reject the evil. And Father, as we live life, may we not be overcome by evil, but may we overcome evil by your Spirit, by the goodness that comes from you. Help us to pay more attention to the goodness produced by your Spirit in the people around us. May we hold on to that. May we make it known. May we celebrate what you're doing in the lives of people. And Father, may we lift up Jesus in all of this, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.